Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi, Sonia. This is Emmett with Best Buy. I'm calling on behalf of a customer who's wanting to confirm the timeframe for their appointment. There was a bit of confusion about when the team would actually be arriving for their appointment tomorrow.
All right. Do you have the customer's order number?
Yes, I do. Let me get the, sorry, it refreshed the system there. Let me get that pulled back up. Okay, there it is. So the work order number for this would be 0726-6440. And it should be for Stefan Salimos.
Okay. Do you have an external order number?
Yes, let me make sure I read it correctly here. 07, maybe I misread it here. 0726-6440 is listed as the external number for this.
Okay. And could you verify the name and address?
Stefan Salimos, and the address is 77 Buxton Road. That's Bedford Hills, New York. Zip code is 10507.
All right. Thanks for verifying that. I have a Best Buy installation scheduled tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Yeah, that was the delivery that they're having here, though they weren't scheduled for the afternoon. They were set for a morning time, and I even see that listed here. But it looks like it, I don't know how, but it narrowed it for an afternoon time frame, and they assigned it for a morning, initially speaking. So somewhere between 7 and 1. We were just curious at how it got moved to an afternoon, and what options we may have about, you know, reserving it for a morning instead, as that was what they were originally requesting.
Our time frames are geographically routed, so That's why it was scheduled during that time. And we don't move or alter the time frames.
Okay. Who should the customer speak with about rescheduling then? They won't actually be available for that time frame. That was the reason or the concern, actually.
Oh, I could take care of the rescheduling.
Okay. Let me check and make sure, double check if she's here. Do you want me to see if she wants to schedule with you at the moment or if she wants to wait?
It's whatever she decides.
Okay. Well, if you'll bear
well,
with
actually,
a minute or
no.
So,
excuse me.
Quick, then.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
The dishwasher is scheduled for the 25th of May.
Right. The installation, yes. That's what we have labeled.
Yes, and it's scheduled for the 25th. That's a haul away that they have listed for tomorrow.
They don't have it listed for delivery as well?
No. The unit is scheduled for installation on May the 25th.
Yes, the installation itself. There was some sort of circumstance where they knew that they wouldn't be able to have it done at the same time. Our concern is just with the delivery of the dishwasher, and I guess in this case the haul away of the old unit, but I'm here listed for that as well. What is currently set for tomorrow?
It's the haul away. That wasn't
okay,
updated on the order for the 25th.
So you're telling me there's no delivery currently scheduled?
No.
Just to make sure I'm understanding.
There's no delivery schedule. I've rescheduled it. It's scheduled for May the 25th.
I'm sorry, you did what now?
It's rescheduled for May the 25th, along with the installation of the dishwasher.
Okay, the customer did not request that, though.
Okay, you're calling because the customer received the call saying they have an install or a service scheduled tomorrow between 1 and 3.
They have a delivery scheduled tomorrow, yes.
Okay, I don't have a delivery. From the order number that you provided, this is an order for a built-in dishwasher that's scheduled for May the 25th, and the haul away is scheduled for tomorrow, 5:21.
Okay. It does seem like some of that information's gotten mixed up then. We're seeing different things on both sides of this, at least. So again, tomorrow, just so I can let the customer know what you're seeing on your side, it is currently only scheduled for a Holloway between 1 and 3, which we will need to reschedule. I know that I just don't know what she'd want to do for that particular date. But that on the 25th, we have the delivery and the installation of the dishwasher?
Yes.
Okay. Would you mind holding just a minute, and I'll check and see what they would like to do with their order at this moment and see if they want to go ahead and just consolidate it to the 25th or do anything else there?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I will be right back with you. Sonia, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you for your patience. She had many questions to ask about this, and we just wanted to confirm, and I know some of your information may be limited. Do you see any record, because this is something she asked, of it ever being scheduled for tomorrow? Because she was confirmed about 4 hours ago for an appointment tomorrow, and that's why we're quite confused. Again, representatives confirming that it was for delivery of a, like a drop-off, basically, and that an installation would happen at a separate date. But what you've told me here is kind of conflicting with what she was told, and she's just a bit confused.
No, I don't. The only notes it says, no stock, please contact customer to reschedule for later date, and that's on 5/20 today. That's about 1:01. So it looks like it was rescheduled today for the 25th. They just didn't reschedule the Holloway. The Holloway is still, that's what she received the time frame call for.
Okay. That would actually clear up that confusion. So somebody on our side here must have misread what portion of it was scheduled for tomorrow. She did confirm, if all possible, she'd prefer it to happen altogether. Is there any means of rescheduling that Holloway at this point?
I can take care of it.
To move it to either the same day?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we have the Holloway. Go ahead.
I was going to say, outside of that concern of just getting a confirmed and locked-in date, that was really her main concern, was there's, again, confusion about the time frame they were assigned. Do we know what time it may be on the 25th?
No, I still don't have a time frame at the moment of scheduling. It's going to be the same process. She's going to receive an automated call the night before that's going to provide the time frame.
Okay. I can go ahead and pass that information along here if there as well. You said it for the 25th then?
That is correct.
Okay. I think, let me just make sure, let me check my notes real quick. She did go over a couple of different things. Most of it is stuff that I can look at on my site here, but I guess the only appointment details I need to kind of confirm was it's the 25th, and the night before they should be getting a contact, a phone call. Basically, to give them a time frame for that.
That's correct.
If they have any issues with that time frame, should they be contacting this company to reschedule or make those requests?
Yes. Yeah, well, the time frames are geographically routed. So, again, we can reschedule until it, you know, accommodates or, you know, it works for the customer. But we just can't move or alter the time frame. We can request, you know, a certain time frame, like if they could get it done, it's all up to the technician.
Right, I understand that. Okay. So I will let her know of that information and like the follow-up steps if the time frame given doesn't seem to work in this particular case. And then I think she wanted to explore some other options as far as some maybe pickups and stuff, but I can discuss that with her, of course. So I appreciate your help on that.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling XPO, and have a good day.
You too.